Hey, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. In this one, what I'm talking about is build arguments or Docker build arguments, but specifically when building an image through Docker Compose. Now, what I mean by that is that when configuring a service in a Docker Compose configuration file, such as compose.yml, you can provide the build key and then tell it, I want you to build this service from a Docker file. So what's kind of cool about that is that you don't have to, when using Docker Compose, build the image first and then start a service within Docker Compose from that image second. You could do it all in one go. Now, I think this happens automatically. Old gray matter is not quite working with me today. But otherwise, if you want to do it intentionally or specifically, you pass the build argument to Docker Compose ups. So it'll be something like Docker Compose up hyphen hyphen build, which would then cause it to build any of the images that have a build key specified for a given service, and then have a Docker file nominated within that build key. Within a doc file, you can specify build arguments, which are, what would you say, variables that are only applicable and available when the image is built. Unlike environment variables, which hang around or are available when the image is running as a container. Now, you can specify default values for them, and that's cool. What I want to talk about here is how you can override them as and when you need to, specifically when using Docker Compose, perhaps in a local development environment, which I have been doing lately, which kind of got me onto this, which led me to chatting about it. Say, for example, right, you have a build argument in your Docker file that points to a data directory where your application will look for log files and cache files, right? And in the Docker file, it's sort of configured for a remote environment, such as maybe staging or production, but you want that to be different during development when you're using Docker Compose to start up the application locally. So how would you set it and override it? Well, what you would do is, and I'll include a link to the documentation on this particular point, is use the args subkey. I think subkey's right. I'll say args subkey of the build key for a given service. And then you can have a list of all of the arguments that you want. And so long as I believe they're case sensitive, they are case sensitive exactly the same as a build argument within your Docker file, then you can override them as and when you want to. And the argument specified there will take precedence over the or any default values set in the Docker file for a given image, or set the value if a default value isn't specified. So I don't know if this is a particularly pressing concern for yourself or your team, but if it is, or if you're just curious as to how to do it because you're not using, say, Docker run and specifying build arguments there, you can do it within a Compose file or one of many Compose files if you use a series of them. Anyway, that's it for this episode. If you'd like to know anything more about Docker Compose, soon, when the website's back up and running, because I'm getting it back up and going, you can check out or grab a copy of my free book, which is called Deploy with Docker Compose, and you will soon be able to find that again at deploywithdockercompose.com. That URL again, deploywithdockercompose.com. Anyway, I hope my explanations in this short episode were clear. If not, check out the show notes for this episode where I'll have a link to all the relevant information and maybe some gists so you can see what I mean. Otherwise, on your platform of choice, I would love it if you give me like a rating, give me a thumbs up, all those good things. Subscribe if you haven't already, if someone has linked you to this episode and you've never heard the show before. Otherwise, chuck a comment. Would love to know what you think.